नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नस्तप्रयेषु वाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर 18 Diti vows to kill King Indra. So we are reading from text 9 to 19. So I'm going to read the previous verses, then we chant the Sanskrit that has a purport. Tatkarma guna viryani kashyapasya mahatmanaha पश्चात् भक्ष्यामहे द्वितीयं यतैव ततराह 19 is written, no?
Yes.
Later, in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall describe how Urukrama, Lord Vamanadev, appeared as the son of the great sage Kashyapa, and how he covered the three worlds with three steps. I shall describe the uncommon activities he performed, his qualities, his power, and how he took birth from the womb of Aditi. Now let me describe the sons of Diti who were begotten by Kashyapa, but who became demons. In this demoniac family, the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj appeared, and Bali Maharaj also appeared in that family. The demons are technically known as Daityas because they proceeded from the womb of Diti. Text 11. First, the two sons named Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha took birth from Diti's womb. Both of them were very powerful and were worshipped by the Daityas and Danavas. 12 to 13. The wife of Hiranyakashipu was known as Kayadu. She was the daughter of Jamba and the descendant of Danu. She gave birth to four consecutive sons known as Samlada, Anulada, Lada, and Prahlad. The sister of these four sons was known as Simhika. She married the demon named Biprachid and gave birth to another demon named Rahu. Text 14. While Rahu in disguise was drinking nectar among the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead severed his head. The wife of Samlada was named Kriti. By union with Samlada, Kriti gave birth to a son named Panchajana. 15. The wife of Lada was named Damani. She gave birth to two sons named Batapi and Ilvala. When Agastya Muni became Ilvala's guest, Ilvala served him a feast by cooking Batapi, who was in the shape of a ram. The wife Anulada was named Surya. She gave birth to two sons named Bashkala and Mahisha. Prahlad had one son, Birochana, whose wife gave birth to Bali Maharaj. 17. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj begot 100 sons in the womb of Ashana. Of these 100 sons, King Bana was the eldest. The activities of Bali Maharaj, which are laudable, will be described later in 8th canto. 18. Since King Bana was a great worshipper of Lord Shiva, he became one of Lord Shiva's most celebrated associates. Even now, Lord Shiva protects King Bana's capital and always stands beside him. Text 19. Please repeat. Marutaschadite putras. Chadvarim sham navadikaha. Ta asanna praja sarve. Nita indrena satmatam. Marutaschadite putras. Chadvarim shannavadikaha. Ta asanna praja sarve. Nita indrena satmatam. Maruta. The Maruts. Cha. And. Dite. Of Diti. Putra. Sons. Chatvarim shat 40 Nava adika plus 9 te day asan where apraja without sons sarve all nitaha were brought indrena by Indra Sa'atmatam, to the position of demigods. The 49 Marut demigods were also born from the womb of Diti. None of them had sons. Although they were born of Diti, King Indra gave them a position as demigods. Purport. Apparently, even demons can be elevated to positions as demigods when their atheistic character is reformed. There are two kinds of men throughout the universe. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are called demigods, and those who are just the opposite are called demons. Even demons can be transformed into demigods, as the statement of this verse proves. Omagyanatimirandasya Gyananjana salakaya chakshirum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kada mahyam dadati swapadantikam bandeham shri gura shri yuta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha Shirupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam bitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishakam bitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishavanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. So, since beginning of creation of this universe, there are two types of living entities: asuras, demons, and devatas, devotees. So, here, astonishingly, that the Maruts, although they were born from the womb of Diti, which is she is the mother of all the asuras, demons, Indra elevated them to the position of demigods. So apparently, from this statement, even demons can become devotees by good association, by good fortune, isn't? When Prabhupada visited South America, Venezuela, he told us that if Lord Chaitanya would have come to kill the demons like Lord Krishna did, practically speaking, nobody will be left in Kali Yuga. So he came to kill the evil mentality in the people by this Harinam Sankirtan. He said, in Kali Yuga, the demon and the devotee are living in the same body. Sometime you wake up, oh, so devotional, I want to go see Radha Shyam Sundar and, you know, Krishna Balaram and pray. Another day, you know, it's too much, you know, watch so much sadhana. So that mentality, both they're fighting, you know. The Red Indians in America, in North America, they have a saying that every person has in the heart two dogs. A good one and a bad one. And they're always fighting each other. So if we want the good dog win the fight, what we shall do? We should feed the good dog and starve the bad dog. That simple. That very simple. So the mind has six enemies. Kama, krodha, lobha, matsarya. Lust, greed, anger, envy, fear, illusion. Six enemies. And we have invited these enemies, or they are sitting in the mind very comfortably. They don't want to leave. If some people come to your home and sit in the home and they don't want to leave, what you have to do? You don't want to kick them away, you know, forcefully or call the police or anything like that. You should not treat guests like that. But then if you want them to leave, what you have to do? Don't give them prasad. Then they will leave. They will try to find somewhere else. Isn't it? So in the same way, we shall starve the bad thoughts and feed the good thoughts. In Kali Yuga, Krishna is so merciful that even bad thoughts, you don't pay karma unless you do them. And the good thoughts, spiritual thoughts, you get the benefit as if you have done them. It's a special concession for Kali Yuga. Of course, if you think of bad things, you will end up doing them. So better stop, you know. There are three processes of the mind. Thinking, feeling, willing. If it's just a thought and you let it go, think of Krishna, no problem. But if you allow the thought become feeling, I'll give you example. Somebody new devotee, in Europe, America, not here. And he was walking in the street, he passed in front of a bakery. So he saw in the, you know, display a big nice chocolate cake with cream and strawberries, and he used to like this very much. So the thought come, oh, you should, you know, take a piece. He could say no, nonsense, or he can just stand and stare at the cake. Then the thought becomes feeling. Oh, I feel very much I need to take this, you know, to taste this cake. But the intelligence may say, look, this has egg. You are now vegetarian. You are not supposed to take this. And what you know what the mind say? Once a year doesn't harm. So the mind can be very tricky. We have to be very careful. It's very easy, a devotee by bad association can become demon. It is possible. It has happened even in our movement. I've seen it. Even Bhagavatam says the story of one son of Krishna became demon. You know the story? That's Varahadev's son. He instructed him in religious principles, and he was very nice behaved and saintly, But then he fell in bad association, Maya Danava, big demon. And he became contaminated, he became Asura. Anybody remember his name? Baumasur, correct, Baumasur. And he kidnapped 16,000 princesses. He kept them prisoners. Krishna has, because they are all pure devotees, they pray to Krishna for protection. Krishna has to kill his own son to save his devotees. Just see. So we have to be very careful about bad association. Even the mind can become very bad association if we let it no control. If we practice bhakti yoga without controlling, trying to control the mind at least, we are cheating ourselves and cheating others. That's simple. If we say, I'm Vaishnava, I'm devotee, but the mind can do anything, everything, we are cheating ourselves. And also cheating others that, oh, we are good devotees. Apparently, in the out, only in the out, has to be internal change of heart. So this is very, very important. So now, coming to the subject of the Bhagavatam, this verse, Maharaj Parikshit was very astonished to hear that these Maruts, they became demigods. So he asked Shukadev Goswami, how this is possible? What they do, what activities they did, what austerities, what practice they did to deserve become devotees, demigods. So Shukadev Goswami was pleased by the question. And he explained to him the story. Diti was very much angry at Indra because to help Lord Indra, Lord Vishnu killed her two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So she wanted to take revenge on Indra, to kill Indra. She said, this Indra is very much attached to sense gratification. And Lord Vishnu killed my two sons. So Indra is guilty of that. So I have to take revenge on him. Unless he is killed, my mind will not be peaceful. That's evil mentality, you know, envious mentality. But then, to get her purpose, she started to become very nice to her husband, Kashyapa Muni, serving him very faithfully, very, very nicely, with all humility and obedience, and to please him. And after, you know, some time, she got him under her control. Because that's the way a wife can have husband under control, by being very faithful and very nice, obedient to him. That she conquered the heart of the husband. That's the Vedic way to do it. No? Is it? But nowadays it's a different story. Anyway, she knew the psychology of men-women relationship, and she acted upon it, but with this purpose in mind. She didn't disclose to her husband her purpose. When Kashyapa Muni was very pleased with her behavior and service, he told her, my very dear, beautiful wife, I'm so pleased with your service, attitude, and you ask me anything, I will bless you. I will give you. So she said, my dear husband, I want you to give me a son who will be Indraha. Indraha means who can kill Indra. But Indraha also mean he can become friend of Indra, follower of Indra, can have two meanings. So he was, Kashyapa Muni was not happy to hear that. He didn't want it to cause the death of Indra. He's, you know, his devata, his devotee of Lord Vishnu. So he was regretting that he gave this boon to her. He was thinking, you know, materialistic women can have soft talking and nice, you know, things, but their heart is like a sharp razor. To get what they want, they can even kill their own brother or even husband or son to get what they want. Of course, these are evil mentality, not devotees, of course. But that's the Kashyapa Muni, you know. He was thinking, he was very much regretful he gave this blessing. He said, I fell under the control, I lost my senses, and he was regretting. No? But then I have to find a way to change your heart. So he told her, okay, I will, since I promise you, I will give you. But in one condition, you have to perform vrata for a full year while the child is in your womb. Then he will be able to kill Indra. But if you fail to follow every detail of the vrata, your son will become a follower of Indra. You have to follow very strictly the vrata, the vow. She said, yes, I'm determined to follow everything. So he gave her, you know, rules, regulation to follow, to be, you know, as a Vaishnava vrata, to please the Lord. So he gave many rules, regulation. One of the regulation was that she should not, after eating, she should not wash her hands. She has to wash her face, hand after eating. If she doesn't do that, then the vrata is not fulfilled. And she should not sleep during twilight. And many other rules, regulation he gave her. You can't go out on the street unless properly dressed, properly decorated, all this, you know? He explained many things. So she went to an ashram to do all this vrata. After receiving the seed from her husband Kashyapa Muni of a son, she was pregnant. But she has to do this vrata to get this, you know, the power that her son will be able to kill Indra. So Indra knew this because demigods, they have some power to know the mind of others. So he came to the ashram and started to serve his own very nicely. His purpose was to find fault in her vrata, to break it, to take advantage of it. So he was very nicely serving his aunt. And he was waiting that she makes some fault. But she was not making any fault, almost for a full year. So he was desperate, you know. But one evening, she forgot to wash her mouth and hand and feet after eating. And she lay down. She was very tired of so many austerities. She lay down at twilight. So Indra took advantage of that moment and entered her womb. You know, demigod, they have mystic powers. Anima, lagima, they become small, big. So he entered her womb. And with his vajra, his thunderbolt, he caught the embryo. The child was already developed fully. So he cut in 7 pieces to kill, you know, because he knew this was going to kill me. Better I kill him first. When he cut in 7 pieces, the child didn't die. He became 7 persons. That means other living entities entered the body. Try to understand. When you see a worm, you cut in half, both half living, that means another living entity entered the body. Or you plant a branch of a tree and the tree grows, means another living entity entered the body. So anyway, it became 7. So he became, wow, now I have more enemies. Then he cut each one into 7 again. 7 by 7, 49. So they became 49. Maruts. And he was going to kill them. But they said, no, no, please don't kill us. You are our brother. We are your friends. Now he understood, oh, they are not inimical to me. So he spared them. So when Diti woke up, she saw Indra and 49 sons instead of 149. So she asked him, from where all this 49 came? So he explained to her, dear auntie, I actually intended to kill your son because you are doing a, you know, but this has happened. She said, okay, I'm telling the truth also, because one of the rules he gave her, don't be envious anyone, don't find fault in everyone, don't criticize anyone, don't tell lies. Kashyapa Muni told her all these things to bring her to the Vaishnava principles, no? Sattvaguna, so to help her, you know, overcome her enviousness, wickedness. So she also told the truth, yes, I did this to kill you, Indra, but so both forgave each other. So Indra gave the position of Marut as demigods, since they became friendly to him. Because of the devotional service Diti did, she became purified, so the son became nice devotees. Since all depend on the mentality of both, father, mother, how the children, son or daughter will come, what the mentality they will have. You know, at the beginning of the movement, Prabhupada instructed the devotees that before having begetting children, you must, since this age is Sankirtan Yagya, is the Harinam is the principle, main principle, main Yagya, the only Yagya actually. He told the devotees, before beget a child, you must chant 50 rounds. One devotee said that, Prabhupada, after chanting 50 rounds, I don't want to do anything. Prabhupada said, that's the idea. But if you insist, at least a good son, a good daughter will come. So anyway, we have to understand something very important, that this human form of life is so valuable, so important, to awaken or dormant Krishna consciousness. We should endeavor, you know, in the Damodar Lila, you know the Damodar Lila, with this last few days of Kartika, Damodar, in that Lila, the stick that Yashoda was holding to chase after Lord Damodar, this stick represents Ahankara, the false ego. When she saw Krishna frightened, she threw away the stick. She doesn't want it that he be so fearful of her. So unless we try to give up our false ego, we can't hold Krishna. We can't reach Krishna. Not possible. Not possible. Shishnodara parayana Krishna nahi paya. If somebody is running here and there to satisfy the tongue, the belly, genitals, Krishna nahi paya, will not get Krishna. Not possible. So, one devotee asked me, then how can we overcome false ego? It's a very difficult thing, isn't it? We know. I told him the best way to get free of false ego is to embrace our real ego. Instead of trying to fight the false ego, better embrace the real ego. Real ego is Jivera Swarupa Hoi Krishnera Nityadas. That's our real position, eternal position, servants of Krishna. And not even servant, servant of the servant of the servant. Gopivar Turpada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudasa. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So this is very important lessons. We can learn every day by reading Prabhupada's books. I was in a Sangha in Govardhan. We are reading Bhagavatam 5 hours every day for four weeks, non-stop. Bhagavatam Yagya. We also read Lagu Bhagavatamrita, teaching of Lord Chaitanya. So if we become absorbed in reading Prabhupada's books at least 1 or 2 hours every day, the mind becomes very fixed in philosophy, in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, if devotees don't read my book, they will not be able to maintain their spiritual life. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please give me your mercy. And Prabhupada said, I already gave you my mercy. Read my books. But how many devotees are reading the books? Very little. Very few. You know, there was a Sangha leaders in Mayapur last year or before. 1,200 devotees came. And they asked the question, how many are reading Prabhupada's books? Only like 500 answered, and from that, only small percentage were reading the books. Small percentage. So this Prabhupada was worried. He said, devotees are not reading my books. I wrote these books mainly for devotees. Also to preach, to distribute, but the devotees are the one who can appreciate more. So it's very important to absorb ourselves in the philosophy and the pastimes. Both are very important. You know, when Prabhupada was in last day here, he asked Bhakti Charo Swami to make nice preparation with a lot of ghee in it. He wanted some rich food, you know. So, and instructed him put also a lot of chili in it. So Bhakti Charo Maharaj thought, oh, Prabhupada's sick, I should not put chili, you know. So he didn't put any chili. So Prabhupada asked him, why you didn't put chili? So Prabhupada, I thought he was sick, maybe not good for you. Prabhupada said, no, no. If you use ghee, you have to use chili. Because ghee is very rich, difficult to digest. But the chili helped digest the ghee. Opposite, you know, opposite each other. So, the philosophy sometimes can be very, you know, chilly. You are not the body. Give up sense gratification. Surrender to Krishna. Can be like, but then we hear the pastimes of the Lord. Beautiful, you know, Damodar Lila, Ras Lila, very nice. So that's soothing, like the ghee. So we have to have both, you know, very strong philosophy and also, you know, the pastimes, the lila, very important, both very important. So one devotee asked me, what is the meaning of the two fingers lacking to tie up Krishna's belly? The two fingers represent we need to do two things. Mother Yashoda was trying very hard to tie up Krishna, but every time the rope will shrink. And all the ropes in the home were finished. She has to ask the gopis neighbors to lend more, to give more ropes. Unlimited number of ropes. And she was making a lot of effort. So in the same way, these two fingers present that we have to make a lot of effort to make spiritual progress, to purify the heart, the mind. We have to make effort. Effort means sadhana, where rise early, chant Hare Krishna, read the books, associate with devotee, come to the kirtan, dance in the kirtan, hear Bhagavatam, very important. Everyday sadhana, very important. And try to fix the mind. Don't allow the mind to go here and there. Every time the mind goes, bring back. Listen. It's good for you. And the second represent Krishna's mercy. When Krishna saw that his mother was so tired, why she wanted to tie up Krishna? Because he was naughty, she did some mischievous activity, but the main reason that she was afraid that Krishna is so afraid of me, he may run away from home. So to prevent that, she thought, let me tie him up until he is pacified, then I will untie him. That was her end. But so when Krishna saw his mother so tired, trying to tie him up because all out of pure love, you know, to keep him home, Krishna said to the rope, okay, now you can tie me. So we need also Krishna's mercy. And how we attract Krishna's mercy? By the humble attitude of service. Lord Chaitanya emphasized three things: Jivedaya, Namruchi, Vaishnava Seva. We have to develop taste for Namruchi, chanting holy name. Jivedaya, compassionate to those who forgot Krishna. And Vaishnava Seva, serving the Vaishnavas. Yesterday the question was how to serve the Vaishnavas. There are six ways: Dadati, Pratigrinati, give prasad, receive prasad, give gift, receive gift, ask questions, reveal the mind. Those are loving exchange between devotees, isn't it? Remind other of Krishna, that's best service. If you remind another devotee of Krishna, that's a great service, isn't it? Very important. We should be good association for ourselves and for others also. That's the best service we can do for every devotee we meet. So today is disappearance day of Bhugarbha Goswami and Kashishwar Pandit. Bhugarbha Goswami, he came to Vrindavan before Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, and he was very close friend to Lokanath Das Goswami. Very close friends together. They excavated also, and both of them were searching for the 12 forests of Vrindavan. They were shouting the names, Mahavan, Kamyavan, Talavan, where are you? Please, reveal yourself. Being pleased with them, Vrindadevi revealed where was each and every forest. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he asked the people, where is the forest Vrindavan? Nobody knew, all the forests together, which one is Vrindavan? Lord Chaitanya found out. How he found out? He saw the Imli Tala, you know, tree next to Yamuna now. He already left body. I came many years, he was still green, growing, many years ago. And Lord Chaitanya, when he saw that tree, he remembered that Radha and Krishna meet under that tree. So Krishna will be waiting for Radharani under that tree, and feeling so much separation from Radharani, his blue body will become golden like Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya sat under that tree, and in the mood of Radharani was start feeling great separation from Krishna, and his golden body became bluish like Krishna. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya embraced this body, you know. So in Krishna Lila, Bhugarbha Goswami is known, according to Gaurganath Deepika, as Prema Manjari. Prema Manjari. And Kashishwar Pandit, Bhugarbha Goswami was disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And Kashishwar Pandit was disciple of Ishvarapuri, Lord Chaitanya's guru. And the guru sent Govinda and Kashishwar to Jagannath Puri to serve Lord Chaitanya there. And although they were god brothers, he didn't want to accept, but since the guru gave instruction, he accepted. So Kashishwar Pandit, he was very big, strong, strongly built. So when Lord Chaitanya will go visit the Jagannath temple, he will keep the people, you know, not coming too close Lord Chaitanya, because everybody wants to touch the feet. He has to keep them, you know. He was very strong. Nobody will dare. And he also liked to serve devotees prasad. Every time there is prasad, he would like to serve all the devotees prasad. So serving the Vaishnavas is very, very important item in devotional service. There was one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. His name was Kalidas. He loved to serve prasad to the devotees. He loved. Not only that, after serving prasad, so many devotees from all, you know, up, small and neophyte are very advanced. All of them, he will serve them. And after they finish, he will take the remnant of every plate, even neophyte or doesn't matter, advanced. He will lick all the leaves, the banana leaf he will lick. to get the remnants of Vaishnavas. Once he went to the house of Mamu Thakur, a great Vaishnava, Grihastha, pure devotee, and he brought a bag full of mangoes. He offered to him. No, I'm a Shudra, you are a Brahmana. I should not accept service from you. I rather should not serve you. Kalidas said, this is not for you, this is for your Thakurji. Please offer to your Thakurji this. And then you enjoy as Mahaprasad, you and your good wife, please accept. No? He start praising your Vaishnava, your pure Vaishnava, you are beyond this Varnashram. Praising, lovingly praising each other. Prabhupada said, appreciation among devotees created at Vaikuntha atmosphere. So it's very, very important appreciating other devotees. Overlooking the faults, everybody has some faults. Overlooking the faults, just try to see the good qualities. Appreciate. Then very nice atmosphere is created. So Kalidas was hiding behind the tree. And Mamu Thakur offered his deity, Krishna, the mangoes, and sat down with his wife eating the Mahaprasad. After finishing, the wife throw the garbage out of the house. That's also Vedic. You don't keep organic garbage inside the house for long. Prabhupada used to, every evening, say to the servant, take out the garbage. Not to keep 1 week. at least the organic, you know, they became rotten. So anyway, Kalidas was hiding behind the tree, and as soon as she threw the mango peels and seed, he came out hiding and was sucking all the mangoes. So one day he accompanied Lord Chaitanya when he was going to the Jagannath temple, and the custom was that Chaitanya's, before entering the temple, some devotee will come and wash the feet of the Lord. But the Lord gave very strict order, nobody should touch this water, so nobody will dare. But this Kalidas jumped and took 3 sips, 1, 2, 3, of this Charanamrita. Devotees were very much shocked, surprised. But Lord Chaitanya didn't stop him, because he was pleased with his service to the Vaishnavas. He told him, okay, you satisfy your heart desire, you take 3, that's good enough. So we see, serving the Vaishnava attract the mercy of the Lord. Very important. So Kashishvara Pandit, he came also to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya sent him here for one service, to worship Govindaji, Rupa Goswami's deity. So Kashishvara Pandit was suffering because he didn't want to separate from Lord Chaitanya. He was very attached. And he told the Lord, my dear Lord, to be separated from you is like splitting my heart in 2 pieces. So feeling compassion toward him, Lord Chaitanya gave him a deity of himself, Gaur Govinda. Gaur Govinda, beautiful golden deity. And in that way, Lord Chaitanya came to here as a deity. In that way, now it is in Jaipur, along with Govindaji. So, and Kashishwar Pandit, according to Gaur Ganesh Deepika, he was a servant of Krishna named Bringara. Bringara. He used to bring Yamuna water to Krishna every day for drinking. So, anybody knows the time? Okay, are there any questions or comments? Please do. Yes, please give the mic.
Thank you for giving an opportunity to speak myself. regarding this demon becoming a demigod and a demigod becoming a demon like this, it is hard to learn by the layman, but it can be given the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Tribunas.
Yes.
That is 7th, 7th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 7th chapter. It is much convenient for from childhood also.
Yes.
And Prabhupada Maharaj told this, this bhakti being given from childhood, so that they could lead a good devotional lifestyle as Grahastha. So, this Tribunas to be exposed for people in propagation, so that they could be convenient to understand Bhagavad Gita and get elevated.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes, we should distribute Bhagavad Gitas. That's the basic philosophy. We should read the Bhagavad Gita. We should not neglect Bhagavad Gita. It's a very important book to read every day. We should read one chapter every day. At least, you know, Sanskrit translation, at least.
Because it is reading one chapter every day.
Yes.
In Bhagavad Purana, Goddess Durga Devi asked Shiva Mahadeva, and Shiva Mahadeva told each and every chapter makes reading chanting the slokas of Bhagavad Gita makes one get purified and go to Vishnu Loka.
Yes, yes, definitely. And after reading Bhagavad Gita, we should read Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should read all the books. These three books plus Nectar of Devotion, very important. Very important. Anybody else have a comment or question? The Mataji there? Actually, Prabhupada explained in Nectar of Devotion that more important than the service itself is the attitude through which we do the service. And what should be the attitude? The attitude should be humble, to please the Lord. Oh Lord, I'm so unworthy, I'm not qualified, I have so many faults, but please accept my service. Sincerity is most, Prabhupada said, sincerity is the most important thing. If we are sincere and humble, then even the service is not perfect, Krishna will accept. That's most important quality in the service. The desire to please Krishna and his devotees. And our knowledge, or, you know, I'm not qualified, but please Lord, accept. That's the attitude. Not that, oh, I am very expert, I can do so many things, you are not good, I'm good. This is Krishna will, even if you do good service, Krishna will not accept because of pride, you know. Krishna doesn't like pride in his devotees. We shall not show off with borrowed feathers. You know the saying? Maybe I made it up, I don't know. We should not show off with borrowed feathers. Once a crow found a peacock feather and he put it in his tail and he was showing off, I'm a peacock now, in front of other crows. So we should not show off with borrowed feathers. Any ability we may have is coming from Krishna. Purusham Narishu. Bhagavad Gita Krishna say, I am ability in man. So any ability we may have is coming from Krishna. So we should not be puffed up. we shall use everything in Krishna's service. And in that way we are protected. As soon as we become proud and start finding fault with everyone, then we are in trouble. Even if we are right, what is the benefit of finding faults? We should find fault with our own damned mind and correct it. So it's not an easy path. It's a razor edge, Prabhupada said. You can shave yourself very nicely or cut yourself if you are unattentive. So thank you very much for coming to Bhagavatam class. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari.